Hello, friends. We're back. This is the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the beautiful studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle. And I just want to welcome you all to the show. This is the second half of our very special program today dedicated to Dr. Masaru Emoto, the world-famous water scientist from Tokyo, Japan, who did some groundbreaking research into the power of consciousness and the wonderful effects that consciousness can have on not only water but our health and our well-being. We're very fortunate today to have Dr. Masaru Emoto. Dr. Emoto, are you there?
Hi. By the way, my name is Yasuyuki Emoto, and my boss, the name is Dr. Masaru Emoto.
Oh, okay. Okay. So it's
a little confusing, you know.
Okay. Just to make clear, it's Dr. Masaru Emoto, Emoto.
Yeah. Yeah.
And your name is Dr.
Yasuyuki. First name, Yasuyuki.
Yasuyuki, okay.
And my family name is Emoto.
Emoto, okay. So just to make everybody confused, you have, Yasuyuki, you have an N as in Nancy, N-E-M-O-T-O.
And, yeah, somehow.
Okay, and Dr. Masaru Emoto was E-M-O-T-O.
Yeah, yeah. So I always talk, you know, at my presentation that my name is not Emoto.
Oh, I see. Interesting. Okay. All right. Well, I could see what happening if anyone called your office and they were intoxicated and slurring their words. You wouldn't know who they were asking for, whether they were asking for Masaru Emoto or Yasuyuki Emoto.
Yeah, it's a little confusing, even in Japan. Uh-huh. And, you know, my boss name is Emoto, my name is Emoto, and before we had other staff, her name is Emoto.
Emoto, interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, why don't I just, can I just call you?
Yasu.
Yasu, okay. I'll just call you Yasu, because
yeah.
That way, even though I'm not intoxicated, I think it'll be clear for my listeners to listen just to Yasu there.
Yeah, it's easier for you.
Well, I'll give my many listeners a little bit of your background, Yasu. You received a Doctor of Science in Cellular and Molecular Biology from the University.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. It was year 1988. Okay. I received a doctor degree from University of Tokyo.
Okay.
In the area of biology, basically.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. And then you worked for several universities in Japan, Miami and Honolulu, in
yes.
the fields of biology and technology, biotechnology.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
And then you started to work for the late Dr. Masaru Emoto in 2002 as his international assistant.
Yeah, that's correct.
And since that time, you've been with him on his lecture tours in more than 25 different countries all over the world for the past 13 years. In July of 2002... Yasu and Dr. Emoto began a project to send love and thanks to water.
Yes.
And since that time, they have organized ceremony to send love and thanks to water expressions every year at different places in the world, such as the Sea of Galilee in Israel, Borgat Place in Liechtenstein, Lake Biwa in Japan, Lake Baikal in Russia, and asked people to join them throughout the internet.
Yes.
You've been in charge of the scientific aspect of Dr. Emoto's work. And your focus has been to integrate science and spirituality through the study of water. Fascinating. And that's something that I think that's lacking in many of our universities, but you're doing it. You're bridging the gap, my friend. That's wonderful.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Wonderful, wonderful. And you've given seminars before to explain the relationship between message from water and scientific theories about water proposed by the late Dr. Jack Bonavist. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Bonavista?
Yes, yes.
Dr. Gerald Pollack and Dr. Lute Montaner. I'll be Dr. Gerald Pollack, we're very fortunate. He's a water scientist at the University of Washington here in Seattle. Michiko and I will be meeting with him later tonight. Yes, we're looking forward to that, and I want to thank Dr. Pollack so much for his support of this. In September and October 2014, you did a month-long lecture tour in Germany, the United Kingdom, Italy, and Bulgaria.
Yes.
On behalf of Dr. Emoto, as he was sick, And he gave 13 mm-hmm. lectures on the message from water and science very successfully, including mm-hmm. the International Water Conference in Bulgaria, directed mm-hmm. to professional scientists. Mm-hmm. Currently, you are the director of the IHM Journal Institute and manager mm-hmm. of the executive office of IHM, which means
yes.
International Hado Membership. And Hado means subtle energy or vibration.
Yes, yes.
Fascinating. Well, how did you ever get interested in this field?
Yeah, actually, I was working for some university in Tokyo in the year 1990s, and then I visited Hawaii as a visiting researcher. From year 1998 to 2000, but somehow that was a project, scientific project, but it just didn't continue. So mm-hmm. we lost a job in Hawaii, mm-hmm. and during that time, I was somehow I was interested in spirituality, and yes. then after I came back to Tokyo. I read Dr. Emoto's book, which was the Japanese version of Hidden Message in Water. And he was writing that he would like to start some laboratory in Europe, which he called Wise Crystal. Mm-hmm. And he wanted to start a research of water, not only in science, but also in other area, like spirituality or art. And I was really fascinated by his idea. So I wanted to have a job at his company. Mm-hmm. And so it was year 2002, January of year 2002, Dr. Emoto asked me to come to his company, and since then I started to work for him. And actually, my background is science, but also somehow I am really interested in spirituality. Hmm. So as you told just now, my theme, like a lifelong theme, is to connect between science and spirituality. And after I read Dr. Emoto's book, I got an idea that water could be the connection between the science and spirituality.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. Is your center the only one of its kind in the world, Yasu?
Mm-hmm.
Is this the work that you do in between science and spiritual, between water, mm-hmm. Between the scientific research in the third dimension, the spirituality of the fifth dimension? Mm-hmm. Is your laboratory the only one doing this kind of research in the world now, currently?
Using water?
Yes, using water, the messages from water. I mean, there's no one else doing it, is there? Is there anyone else?
No. Actually, we have a kind of branch office in Liechtenstein.
Liechtenstein, okay.
Yeah. And the director there is Rasmus Berghuizen. And mm-hmm. actually, he's our colleague.
Oh, good.
And, actually, more than 10 years ago, he came to Tokyo office, and I taught him about the water crystal photography,
mm-hmm.
and after several years, he founded the new company, mm. Hado Life Europe, in Liechtenstein.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he's taking water crystal photographs regularly.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah.
Now, one thing that your wonderful colleague Michiko mentioned mm-hmm. during the last hour was about mm-hmm. the angel water that this Russian scientist had discovered at Chernobyl. Do you know about that research? I'm sure my listeners would be fascinated to hear more about that.
Uh-huh. It was the Russian scientist, originally from Russia. His name is Dr. Smirnov. Mm-hmm. And he studied about the water around the time of the accident at Chernobyl. And I heard that some local area they didn't suffer from radioactivity somehow. Mm-hmm. And Russian scientists, you know, including Dr. Smirnov, they found that somehow that some special structure in the local water is special.
Interesting. Yeah. Fascinating.
And so they try to mimic, you know, the special structure of the water there. So they found, he established a new technology.
Isn't that interesting? When you look at the water molecular level of the molecular level of the water from this angel water, does it look like the beautiful crystals that Dr. Moto and you produced with love and gratitude, or how does it look like that?
Yeah, it's very beautiful water crystal. Yes. Uh-huh.
Fascinating. How does one get angel water here in the United States? If we wanted it from here, could we order it from you there in Tokyo, or how would we get it?
Oh, I think in Japan we are selling from our company.
Uh-huh.
But from the U.S., maybe you can ask our office.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I don't know what is the most convenient way to send the water to the U.S. because the water is very heavy.
Sure.
And yeah.
Sure.
Please call our office.
All right.
IHM company, I think.
Okay. Well, for those who are interested, just send me an email and I'll be happy put you in touch. And my email is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Well, that's my pleasure. My pleasure. You guys do such wonderful work, and I think that I'd just like to get the word out about your wonderful work, and also to help raise funds as well.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. My pleasure. I look at all of the peoples on this planet as children of God, and I don't look at differences among cultures and peoples. I look at that we all have the creative spark of the prime creator within us, God, if you will. And that life should be respected, and we should respect each other even if we have cultural differences. Once we realize that, then I think all the fighting sometimes in the world is actually pretty silly when you stop to think about it. There's no reason to be in a constant state of warfare everywhere. But you know, getting back to the angel water, have you been sending some of that water to Fukushima?
Yeah, it's the part of the activity of Emoto Peace Project, and Michiko knows about this very well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
We are giving the angel water for free to the children in Fukushima.
Isn't that lovely? Isn't that lovely?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I urge everyone around the world listening to this program to please support the Emoto Peace Project. Could you give us, you can either go to my website at www.outofthisworld1150.com and then just scroll down to guests and either click on Dr. Yasuki Nemoto, N-E-M-O, or Michiko Hayashi, and then you'll be connected right to their website. Could you give out your website, please, again, just to make sure that we have it?
Oh, it's a Japanese website is www.hadohado.com.
Okay, Hado or hadoworld.com, either one. Okay, wonderful, wonderful. What kinds of projects are you working on now, by the way?
Oh, actually, I'm in charge of the scientific aspects and also the... mainly right now, you know, I want to spread the message from Dr. Emoto to more and more people, also in Japan, but not only in Japan, but also in the other countries.
Mm-hmm.
And also, because as you explained, just last month, I attended the International Water Conference in Bulgaria.
Mm-hmm.
And I met so many wonderful scientists at the conference.
Oh, wonderful.
And because this year, somehow, it's so wonderful year for us or mm-hmm. for Dr. Emoto, mm-hmm. because even before Dr. Emoto passed away, like July this year, mm-hmm. He found by himself, he Googled on the internet, mm-hmm. and he found that Dr. Polak mentioned about Dr. Emoto's work at some radio interview in the U.S.
Oh, wonderful.
And because you know that before, you know, like in the past, for many years, some scientists criticized Dr. Emoto's work, mm-hmm. you know, in Japan also. Mm-hmm. And but this year, some scientists kind of started to take Dr. Emoto's work very seriously.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And so, yeah, I met those scientists directly at the conference, mm-hmm. and I was so happy to meet them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I want to spread, you know, this. I want to tell the people about the situation, this situation, to many people. I mean, now the scientists are thinking about Dr. Emoto's work very seriously.
Wonderful, wonderful, Yazoo. I want to ask you, about a third of my listening office here in the Bellevue area is actually medical health professionals, doctors, nurses, and I'm sure they'd be very interested to know about, you know, the positive health aspects of your work. Would you mind sharing any other kind of examples or projects you've been working on? The Fukushima work is wonderful, and helping to protect children. I know that does the water work for other diseases as well? Let's say if you have, I don't know, different diseases, different health problems.
Yeah, because you know, as Michiko told before, that because Dr. Emoto started to import some machine called MRA. Mm-hmm. From the U.S.
Oh.
It's I think it's in the 1980s, mm-hmm. and he started the counseling using this device.
Mm-hmm.
And in this device, actually, you know, the patient or client came to, you know, his office, and Dr. Emoto used this device and to measure the energetic status of the patients. And he could point out any bad situation in their energy.
Fascinating.
And then he could know how to neutralize the bad energy.
Fascinating.
Using this device. And then, because he's not a doctor, so mm-hmm. He could not touch, or he could not, you know, put anything into the body of the client directly, but his idea was to use water, and he could input the necessary energy into the water. And then he asked the client to drink that water. And it worked very well.
Fascinating. You may not know the statistical rate, but was it a 90%, 80%, 100% success?
Oh. I don't know, but Dr. Emoto treated more than, I think, 10,000 clients.
Oh, my gosh.
Very successfully.
Wow.
Including, you know, very severe cancer or leukemia or such, you know, even such severe diseases, mm-hmm. you know, he could treat. You know, it's not medicine, but
right.
you
know, right.
using just water.
Well, with all due respect to the medical practices used here in the United States for curing cancer, including chemotherapy and radiation treatments, the success rate for those standard treatments, I've been told, is only 3%.
Uh-huh.
And if you're used, which is not very much, for a system that costs hundreds of thousands of dollars for people, and if your research has yielded a machine that yields far better results and is probably a lot less cheaper, people should take note, I would think.
Yeah, that's right. And may I talk about the memorable water?
Yes, please do.
Yeah, Because Dr. Emoto was very successful, you know, to treat people with such a special water, which he called Hado water. But, you know, generally speaking, the people didn't believe that the water could have such a memory or such information. Because water looks the same.
Oh, interesting. Now, tell me this. If water has memory, does it have memory of ancient events like Atlantis and Lemuria, for example? Would it have it?
Yeah. I think because, you know, this is Dr. Emoto and I went to some place, some spiritual place. Actually, it was in Italy. And I don't know if you believe this or not, but they have a time machine.
Fascinating.
And, you know, they are saying they visited like Atlantis, you know.
Oh,
and
interesting.
They tried to bring back the memory of, you know, at that time, or information from that time to the, you know, modern times. And then what they used for this purpose is water.
That's fascinating. Could I, when we get off the air today, I'd love to get the telephone numbers, because what I'd like to do is I'll get the lotto numbers from last week here, and then what I could do is use their machine to go back a couple of weeks, and then I'll buy the tickets, and we could split that, if you like, the proceeds. Well, I'll make a donation to the Emoto Peace Project if you like. So,
yeah, thank you. Yeah. And also, I wanted to say about the memory of water. May I talk about this a little bit?
Yes, please. Please do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because one of the scientists, his name is Dr. Luc Montagnier. Mm-hmm. And because, as I said, just water, the many people didn't believe that the water can have such information.
Oh, right.
Just now, or just recently, for example, Dr. Montagnier proved scientifically that water can have a memory of DNA, which is a genetic material. You know.
Really?
Yeah. But it's just beginning, and as an experiment, he prepared just a short size of DNA, which means like 100 characters long, which is very short DNA. You know, DNA is composed of four different characters. We say A, T, G, C. But anyway, DNA is, you know, genes, and it has information as a sequence of these four characters, which is A, T, G, C. And Dr. Montagnier used like about 100, you know, lengths of DNA. Hmm. And he found that just pure water can memorize the whole sequence of this DNA as an information. Yeah, actually, as electromagnetic waves.
Fascinating. That's fascinating. Now, from my spiritual research, we're in the third dimension here, Yazoo, but I know that there are another nine dimensions beyond this one, going up to the 12th dimension. And the 12th dimension, from what I've read anyway, is where the Supreme Being is. Mm-hmm. And these things that you're talking about, the energy patterns, the ability of water to memory of water to have a DNA memory, would it be good to assume that these actually, this goes into other dimensions as well as this one, for example?
Disease will go to other dimensions?
Yes, the memory of water. The memory of water goes to other dimensions beyond this one.
Yeah, I believe, and also Dr. Emoto and I believe that water will connect between different dimensions. And because in this, we are now living in the third dimensional world.
Right.
So it looks just... water looks like just material, but we right. believe water has its, you know, like a four-dimensional, you know, part, or you know, even the 12th-dimensional part, and we believe that through water we can connect not only everything in this universe, but also with everything in the other dimensional world.
Fascinating, fascinating. I have to ask you these other questions too, but before I do, I just want to take a quick announcement here that for those who are just tuning in, this is Ted Marr broadcasting from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in Bellevue, just outside Seattle. You're listening to Out of This World Radio with Dr. Yasu Nemoto, from Tokyo, talking about the wonderful work he does for the office of the late Dr. Masaru Emoto, the world's most famous water scientist. Let's say we have a situation, for example, at Fukushima, where there's still radiation coming from the nuclear reactors, or the Gulf of Mexico, which had a terrific, tremendous amount of oil that went into the Gulf back in 2010. Can people use these same techniques of love and gratitude to clean up those water areas?
Yeah, I believe so, because basically I believe our consciousness is strong enough to change anything in this world, basically.
Fascinating, fascinating. One thing that my foster mother, Terry, always taught me, she said, you have to be very careful of your thoughts, because what you think in the fifth dimension often materializes in the third dimension. We exist in the physicality of the third, but your thoughts, mm-hmm. thoughts are just as real as this third dimension. And as this planet is now shifting into the fifth dimension, mm-hmm. you have to be aware that you are a powerful spiritual being. And if we collectively think good things or send good thoughts and love and gratitude to an area, that we can clean it up. If you don't mind, Yasu, I would like to ask my many listeners around the world and certainly in Japan to send love and light and gratitude to the water right around Japan there, where it's been polluted by the radiation.
Thank you.
I'd like to take a minute to do that. Plus, I know that from what I've read, there's 85,000 gallons of highly radioactive water that's still being pumped into the Pacific every day from the four crippled reactors at Fukushima. But I'd like to take a minute now to send love and light to that area to clean it up, so that I think that would be would that be okay with you?
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, let's do that now. Let's send love and light to the area right around Fukushima to help clean up the salt water around that area, which is getting hit with 85,000 gallons of highly radioactive water. And this should work, and it should help. I know that I have to tell you a story, Yasu, a true story. In 2011, the Fukushima event happened, where all this radiation came out. It's still coming out. And there was a large radioactive plume of water that was headed for the west coast of the United States, especially to Washington State here, for the last 3 years. And about 6 months ago, the scientists said it was headed for the west coast of the U.S. And so I started taking radiation samples of the water. I had them tested by a university lab and at the University of Wisconsin. And it turned out that the radiation had vanished. None of it was there. And I got the message that from some friends from out of town there's an alliance of very benevolent entities called extraterrestrials, called the Galactic Alliance. They comprise 435 million planets, approximately 7 trillion individuals, mostly human, all benevolent, all highly spiritually advanced, and they were not going to let this planet destroy itself with all this radiation, so they came in and cleaned it up. And now the scientists up and down the west coast of the United States have discovered that the waters off the Pacific coast of the U.S., guess what? They're all cleaned up. No radiation. Nothing. The radiation.
Well, wonderful.
Isn't that nice? I think it's also gone from Hawaii and Alaska, too. So the area that's affected now is just around the Fukushima area, which is still continuing to pump radioactive water into that area. But I've also been told, too, that the Galactic Alliance has stepped in and cleaned up a lot of the radiation around Japan, because unlike Chernobyl, there were four reactors that had problems that blew up. But in Chernobyl, there was just one reactor, but yet lots of thousands of people died from the radiation from cancers. Yet, the radiation levels around Japan are a lot lower than they should be, given the fact that there were four reactors there that had trouble. But going back to your research, there was another gentleman that I've been reading in your biography named Jack Bonavist from Paris?
Benist, yes.
Benist, yes. Could you tell me a little bit about his work? I'd heard about him before.
Oh, yeah. Actually, as I said, I started to work for Dr. Emoto in year 2002.
Yes.
And, you know, I was also the international secretary to Dr. Emoto. And my first job as a secretary was to be with him for his tour in Europe, basically. And it was 3 weeks, you know, 3-week lecture tour. And the first one, I believe, was in Switzerland, Luzern. Mm-hmm. And there was a water symposium. And the official language there was German. Mm-hmm. But Dr. Emoto was one of the lecturer, you know, speaker there. But another speaker was Jack Benveniste.
Oh, okay.
You know, so kind of by chance, you know, I met him, but I knew his work before that. But you know, he was really a wonderful scientist, and he studied about the you know immune system in human beings, and he found very important you know factor in our blood. But somehow he found a very strange experimental result in 1980s, and he published this result in 1988 in the you know Nature you know scientific paper Nature, and this paper is basically showing that the homeopathy is right. I mean, he put some agent to some bioactive substance into some reaction system in the test tube. And, you know, this is a common sense that if you dilute, you know, any material, if you dilute any material with water, like 10 times or 100 times and more, the effect should become should decrease.
Sure, that's right. That makes sense.
Okay. After dilution.
Right.
But in the case of homeopathy, you know, at a very high dilution, they found a very big effect somehow. This is one of the very essential part of homeopathy. And also, Dr. Benveniste found in his experimental system that after he diluted these biologically active substances, like a million times or you know, trillion times or, and more, but he still found some activity in his test tubes.
Interesting.
And this, you know, the interpretation is that because there would be no material at all, but the information still remains in the water.
Fascinating. Fascinating.
Yeah, he just gave a proof, scientific proof, that the water could memorize information without any material.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
After
that, you know, other scientists criticized his work, and some scientists tried to reproduce, but they couldn't reproduce Dr. Emoto's Dr. Benveniste result. And so the you know Dr. Benveniste you know lost his position as you know academic scientist, or he lost his funding. And so on.
That was at the University of Paris, wasn't it?
No, not. I believe it was some institute in Paris.
Okay, some institute in Paris. But later, didn't he die an untimely death or a mysterious death? He had an accident or something, or what happened?
I think he died at the hospital, I think. It was the year 2004, or I forgot the exact year.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he wanted to have a checkup, I think, at the hospital. Then somehow, you know, he passed away.
Yeah, well, that's too bad. That's too bad. Well, yeah. Is there anyone who's been... Well, you've been continuing his work, obviously. And what other kinds of projects is your office working on now, Yasu? Just curious.
Oh, actually, right now, for me, you know, to spread the message. And actually, the as I said, like Dr. Montagnier and also Dr. Porak and some other scientists are really, you know, showing the proof, scientific proof, that the water can have memory. Mm-hmm. And so I try to give a presentation that Dr. Emoto's work is now, you know, other scientists are trying to, you know, prove. So my own project is to educate people or to give the information mm-hmm. to the many people. And also the some other people are also doing counseling using the device, which is called Hado Astrea, which Michiko mentioned before,
yes.
And which is a new device. And it can check your energetic status,
mm-hmm.
and including your past lives and so on.
Well, this is just fascinating. This machine can check on past lives?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's interesting, I was born with a hole in my upper chest. And
oh.
Later, it was it got infected.
Mm-hmm.
And I was told that it was that I had the hole there because I was murdered in my last time in Germany.
Oh.
It wasn't exactly a very happy time. It was during Nazi Germany I lived, and I was a kid, and I didn't live a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I was murdered likely by the Nazis then, but I ended up being born with this hole where they had shot a bullet through my upper,
wow.
upper, just below my neck. And what's interesting, back in 97, my foster mother, my foster mother, told me to get it checked out because it kept getting infected. And so she didn't tell me why, but I had it removed. And it turned out later that if I hadn't had it removed, she said I would have gotten cancer. So, I think your work is so important, and I'd love to know more details about this, how this machine does past life research, because I think a lot of medical ailments people see here happening in this dimension are actually have a spiritual cause, and often they're from past lives.
Mm-hmm.
The you mentioned about the Italian time machine. Does this we talked about getting the lottery numbers, but does it go forward as well as backward? Can you?
Oh, I'm not really sure about the details.
Uh-huh.
But just I remember that they used the water, you know, as a media to bring that information or memory, you know.
Interesting. Yeah. Could they use, for example, like a pitcher of water or a gallon of water from the Mediterranean to perhaps, could they read the ancient history of Greece and Rome or Egypt using water? Is that the kind of information they could get? Could they go in the past to use that, or how would that work?
Oh, actually, you know, I don't know where about you know the details, but I believe what you said is true. I believe that the water, you know, the Dr. Emoto is of course saying that water and our consciousness are connected. You know, actually, our consciousness is based on water, and also I believe that the whole water on this planet has something to do with our collective consciousness of humanity.
That is very fascinating and very profound too.
Yeah, yeah. And so even the one drop of water from Mediterranean Sea has a connection with all other water molecules, I believe, you know. And so basically, you can get any, you know, history or memory,
mm-hmm.
Events in the past from the water.
Well, we're at 90, Dr. Emoto, I remember reading somewhere that he said that we were 70% water.
Mm-hmm.
And that also reflects the planet, too, because planet Earth is also 70% water.
Yeah, on the surface. 70% of the surface.
Fascinating.
is covered by water.
So we have the same, we basically have the same, in all of us walking around, all humans on this planet have the same water content as this planet does.
Yeah, and what you told at the beginning, that, you know, we should transcend the barrier, you know, between our races or nations.
Yes.
And, you know, I remember, you know, I think the Dr. Emoto is talking about water in any countries, of course, in any religious countries.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been with him for many years.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow, when you talk about water, they are really, you know, they received his talk very well. Because of water, you know, no barrier at all,
mm-hmm.
of course. And even, you know, any human being contains 70% of water.
Fascinating.
And if you have a viewpoint of water, you have no walls, no barrier at all.
Fascinating, fascinating. Well, I lived for India back in the 80s and 90s, mm-hmm. studying law there on a series of Fulbright grants. I spent about 2.5 years in India. And mm-hmm. one of the lessons I learned there, among many lessons, good lessons, was that we are all God's children. And we all have the spark of the supreme being, supreme creator
yeah.
within us. And so these cultural differences, language differences, in my opinion, are simply illusionary. Because
right.
because I've been in touch with the other side for over 20 years now, thanks to my wonderful foster mother who taught me how to communicate with people who passed on in spirits.
Uh-huh.
And once you pass on to the other side and to the fifth dimension, you realize, for one thing, you have access 100% to universal truth and consciousness, and you realize what an illusion the so-called differences are in this side of the veil in the third dimension, that they're just that. They're just illusory. Things would appear real in this dimension, simply aren't in the fifth dimension, because you can see right through them.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Wonderful. And I just remember one experience, and... Mm-hmm. You mentioned that we started the project to send love and gratitude to water in year 2002 or year 2003.
Mm-hmm.
And in Liechtenstein, it was year 2004, and we had a ceremony there. And at that time, we asked the many people in the world to send us their own local water. And we received more than like 250 different waters from many different countries and from different continents. And in Liechtenstein, about, I think, 100 people came to the place to pray with us for the water of the world. And somehow we got an idea that we prepared a big container, and we asked each person to pour local water into this container, which was sent from different areas of the world.
Oh, and, interesting.
And it was one by one. So people came to the container and they poured the water one by one. So I was watching this scene, and it's very simple, scene, but somehow the water, different waters were mixed easily, without any trace. That's, of course, common sense. But somehow, after 250 different waters came into one mixture without any trace, I felt something. I was moved very much when I was just looking at this, scene. And it reminded me that we human beings is originally like that. Which means we are just water, and we can mix, we can be connected with each other without no barrier.
Interesting that we are all one.
Yeah, that's right. We are all one. The water taught us this.
Fascinating. Well, that's what I, during my first hour, I played Imagine, the song Imagine by John Lennon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. And I also gave that quote by Yoko Ono that, mm-hmm. and I'd like to repeat that again. She's written, Yoko Ono has written, Dr. Emoto has given us all on this planet Earth a very important message which will benefit all of us now and forever. If there's anyone on this Earth who's not read his message, they should read it now. Thank you, Emoto-san, Mr. Emoto, Dr. Emoto, for doing such a revolutionary and necessary work for the human race. such a beautiful statement, you know. And I just want to thank you so much for your work and send love and gratitude. Machiko gave me a beautiful T-shirt, and on the T-shirt there's a Hado water crystal produced by love and gratitude. It's one of these crystals where you've sent positive thoughts and positive energy into the crystal.
Yeah, yeah.
And in Japanese, on top it says love, and on the bottom it says sending love and gratitude. Mm-hmm. And she says that when you wear these shirts, actually your vibrational rate rises.
Yes.
Which I found just fascinating. Have you done research on that to test that? Just
yeah,
curious.
Yeah. Actually, Dr. Emoto, you know, our staff did the test, and using the Hado Ashtraya.
Yes.
And you know, after the person wear that T-shirt,
yes,
her energy increased.
Fascinating.
So much.
Fascinating. Yeah. There's a friend of mine named John Thompson. I'm going to have him on the show one of these days very soon. But he has wonderful products called Orgone Products, O-R-G-O-N-E, I believe. Mm-hmm. And he's a Seattle-based fellow I met this summer. He produces these wonderful little devices. They're made up of gold and crystalline structures, and they raise the vibrational rate of mm-hmm. cell phones or your body, for example, and it gets rid of dirty electricity mm-hmm. completely. So that you can have a cell phone and you can talk, but it raises the vibrational rate. So you rise above. If you're tired, for example, if you take one of his products, you literally have far more energy, much like the work you do. Same kind of principle.
Mm-hmm.
Same product kind of principle. So, well, you'll be coming to our Galactic Wisdom Conference on March 6th, 7th, and 8th,
and I hope so. Yeah.
Wonderful. And I don't have the schedule in front of me, but I think you're on for a couple of hours middle of the day on Saturday, March 7th. Mm-hmm. But to give both a presentation of Machiko's work with the Immortal Peace Project and her wonderful work with children, and also your work with the scientific basis. Are there, for those who are interested in the science, Yasu, are there publications they can order from your office regarding the scientific studies? Because I'm sure there's some folks out there who'd like love to read, maybe some scientists listening from the University of Washington today or scientists elsewhere in the world. Can they go to your website and order those publications? Are there things that they can download?
And actually, for scientific material,
mm-hmm.
I think I recommend to access to the site of the Water Conference.
Oh, okay.
You know, and actually, I was one of the speakers, and
yes.
The address, you know, URL is www.waterconf, one word, waterconf.org.
Okay.
And they put all of the abstracts and also the presentations for all the speakers. And the information is so wonderful.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. If you are interested in memory of water, you should take a look at this site.
Wonderful. Fascinating. Well, I know that I think in coming years, people will be able to use water to access the ancient memories of human civilization on this planet, including the ancient Greek and Roman memories and Egyptian memories. And also, I think, to go far beyond that, to the times of Atlantis and Lemuria, too, to find out, you know, detailed information about those civilizations as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you're doing really important work. And if they'd like to contact you for any information, for questions, can they send you an email there?
Yeah,
Yasu?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, good. What's your email, please?
Oh, yes, you can... Yasuyuki, Yasuyuki dot Nemoto, Nemoto, @hado.com, hado.com.
Okay, all right. I'll repeat this for my listeners. It's Y is in yellow, ASUYUKI. Nemoto, spelled N as in Nancy, Emoto, @hado.com. Wonderful. I just wanted to make this announcement before we go off the air here in a few minutes that next week, a week from today, we will be broadcasting live from the Tokelen Inn in Tokelen, Washington, about 20 miles south of Aberdeen. I will be having some psychics there. I also will have on the phone Karen Winterland, a wonderful and amazing Seattle psychic. And we will be attempting to contact the spirits in this old haunted hotel out there. It's got a wonderful history. There's also an old ancient 100-year-old bar next door that's very interesting. Some wonderful people live there. So we'll be doing that on Friday afternoon. For the second hour, during the first hour, we'll have an interesting fellow named Len Kasten. He's written a very interesting book about a secret government program, an exchange program between our military astronauts and those of a planet called Serpo, S-E-R-P-O. It's an extensive book. I'm in the middle of reading it now, but he'll be coming on a week from today from his home in Arizona. So that should be very, very interesting. We'll have more information on the web in a few days about both these events. I know that Thanksgiving is coming up this week on Thursday, but if you have time and the inclination, please drive down to Tokelen and you can watch a live show there. I hope to get some psychics there, both on the air with Karen Winterland and some local psychics to contact the spirits in the house, and it should be out of this world. Out of this world. Yasuo, we have a few minutes left. Mm-hmm. Please, I'd love to give you the floor for the rest of as much time as you need, next couple of minutes, and to wrap up today's program. What kind of final words would you like to tell my many listeners?
Yeah, just as I said, this year, so like Dr. Polak and Dr. Montagnier is showing the scientific evidence that the water can have a memory. And so because Dr. Emoto is a man of intuition, but so he didn't have any scientific basis before. But just this year, several scientists start to give us the scientific evidence. So this movement is very wonderful for us. And also the people who are using the water for their counseling, you know, they have to, they should convince that their method is right, correct.
Fascinating. Well, I can see the work of your office getting far more widespread than it is now, with people getting learning about things, and certainly, you have some valuable things that can help people with different diseases and make them feel better, which is wonderful. Dr. Emoto and your research too has shown that conflict can be resolved on this planet to make this planet a better, more peace-loving place. And certainly with Michiko Hayashi's wonderful work with the Emoto Peace Project and young school children, that can be used to create an environment where domestic violence is decreased, where fighting among people is far less than it is now, where people actually learn to get along together and to make this planet a far happier and far more livable place than it is currently is, with far fewer wars. And I think the message of John Lennon was clearly ahead of his time when he wrote his song, especially the Imagine song, where his message, I think, to the world was that if we could learn to live together as one, we wouldn't have all the conflicts that we do now. Yasuo, are you there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
By the way, the Italian community that I mentioned that they have a time machine, their name is Damanha or Damanur.
Oh. Okay. How do you spell that?
Oh, I'm sorry. Damanur. Okay. Or Damanha.
Okay. Okay. Well, let me give it a try. It's Damanul or something close to that. real quick, we've got 30 seconds left, and I'd like to end this program with a quote from Ronald Reagan, who said in 1988 that if people realized that if there was a possible threat from outside of this planet to the people here, that we'd all band together, that we realize we're one. That's kind of a negative comment, but the positive message of his comment back then in the late 80s was that we are all one people and one planet, and I think we have to realize that, and certainly your work of love and gratitude is an important step to bring us to that end. Yasu, I want to thank you so much for coming on the phone today live from Tokyo.